This is October the 6th, 1996. And we're gathered for a meeting with the commander. And I don't know whether he's here yet or not, but if we
Commander's
clear our space,
here.
We can...
Commander's here. I don't think you're on.
Thank you.
Are we now? Yes.
Yeah.
We'll just all watch John.
Patience.
Attention grabber.
Watch your corner. You got it?
No, he was a
lot. I wish I go.
Well, you need to put your butt in the chair. I'll put it as close to you as possible.
Stance.
Don't be too good to him.
I think they're going to be very good to me.
You'd be good to you.
After what I went through.
Where are our violins? Time for the violin chorus now.
Let's just have a meal.
Now he changes his mind.
Really?
Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Thank you for noticing. We have so many nice new faces, old friends, that I don't know where to begin. I'll just begin in the radiance of God and ask you to clear your spaces. We are coming into a time when confusion, electronic grid upsets, bombardments of all kinds are going to be coming upon you, and we can't just talk about it here. You're going to have to keep up with writings. And I know that's a little bit harder to do because so much of our time is now having to be spent in business negotiations and literally these are overseas. And unfortunately for almost everyone involved, it's rather cryptic in nature so that all you can do is kind of guess at what the code means. And I can explain it. But as long as I know what it means and the other parties involved know what it means, your security is much more enhanced by not digging into details. But we do have Elaine and Joy and Walt, is it? Someone help me.
Yes.
You see, I have to go digging from my own basket. Stan is here from Canada. He is our spelt consultant and the proud new father of 50 baby chicks running around Dorma's living room. But Jeff, I understand, is building a place. And this morning was greeted by one who had escaped and had to spend the night on the floor. And so it was very glad to see Mommy this morning. They're spoiled chickens already. And if you ever even think of eating one, forget it now. Bruce is here. Bruce is the one who is doing the indexing. He has a new computer set up. He is also a ham radio operator, so his services are going to be needed wherever he chooses to be. But I'm going to be here. You get nearer and nearer drop-off time, and that means drop-off of Western California.
Lance is here too, Commander.
All right. Anybody else? We don't want any last names, please. We are watched like the proverbial hot glue on the tick. It's just tremendously sensitive these days. And I have noted that if we introduce people in full and share what is happening with them, they soon get a package from you-know-who. And I'm not going to give my opposition any more opportunities. If Gene Dixon has anything he would like to say about anything, I would stand down and let him speak. He needs to go and be a daddy. And every one of you had better be paying attention to your children. There is pain to be had in rearing children. And most of the pain that you're going to encounter along the way is that you're going to wish you had done something different. If I had only, if you had only, if we had only, it would be different. And yet, I maintain, you don't even know what, you don't have to know what is amiss with anyone to give your perfect love to them. I can give you an extremely good bit of insight, and I would rather, I'm going to ask Dr. Overholt not to share the conversations that we have had and that which he knows. I ask for your prayers and your strength and your support for Little Crow and Alice and their child Valerie. You don't need to know why. These are the things that enter lives unexpectedly and bring with them such pain and such self-condemnation for I should have done something differently. No, no, no. Each thing perceived as a grievance can be utilized for the greatest gift that God can offer. And if you cannot begin to look unto the gift and step aside from blame, accept it as the gift it is, offer only love in return, you're going to find that the gift involved is beyond all measure, all value that you could place on it. And when you can accept without even knowing the heartache involved, you will have arrived. Because that means you can love without judgment. And I know that I have scrambled your minds and you will think, oh my goodness, has Little Crow joined the devil? You see, everyone jumps to those life and death decisions. No. It isn't that. There's just always pain involved when the enemy assaults you. And the enemy comes in many forms. Friends who gang up against you because you don't do what it is they perceive they want you to do. Disagreements over the text or your presentation of it. We get it and we don't even have a group. Little Crow gets it, and he has a group. And then always, in these situations, the little family members are the ones that pay the largest penalty for whatever we as parents are doing. Because when we are called into a mission, choices must be made as to whether we will pursue and fulfill our mission or will we be pulled off by all the distractors along the way. So most of you might just want to send a little card and say, we don't know what's the matter, but we love you. And that will mean more than anything that you could offer. A lot is going on in your political world. I am not at liberty to discuss very many business things. I just don't want to do that. I don't want to burden anybody with it. I don't want security breached. But many, many things are taking place. And I think that as you listen to the political harangues and who is present and what is not present and this stupid, silly nonsense over a summit meeting, we're going to have all of the OPEC nations come in and have this big summit meeting, you know, and nobody shows up except Arafat and Netanyahu and King Hussein of Jordan. Well, it's a little harder for King Hussein of Jordan, isn't it? Because he is married to the daughter of one of your major airline owners. She's a U.S. person. It's a little bit like Princess Grace in Monaco. But he didn't like the summit either. You have deliberate things going on. And they're coming down, and they know they're coming down. And it's always a surprise at how things happen that bring down the criminal elements, the evil elements of your world. And I'm going to repeat something here that I've told you over and over again. The enemy of your government is most likely not your enemy. And you're going to have to get accustomed to the fact right now that these airline planes, these military craft, are being brought down by cosmospheres. They're being brought down with laser, Tesla, scalar beams. This was not a blue-green meteorite that streaks through your skies the other evening. And no, it was not my ship. If it were my ship that close to Earth, you wouldn't see the moon for a long time. You talk about total eclipse. It really is no different than many of you have seen, but going so rapidly and from up here in the stratosphere down to Earth so quickly that if you blink, you don't see it. But when you have this kind of thing going across the sky, it's visible longer. It's the time of God. I'm not going to beat around the bush. And that's a code word, too. Bush. Mr. Bush was giving Mr. Dole all of this debate advice. Mr. Bush looks like hell. And he should. He's living in it. I would like all of you who have an opportunity to watch the debates tonight, not because it's going to tell you anything by what they say, just watch them. And then the understanding is that on CNN, I believe Larry King is then going to entertain some of the other candidates, but I believe maybe equal time with Perot. Just listen to their garbage. They polish and they practice and they do everything until they're just worn out. Worn out. They don't know what a day's work is. And I guess you have to practice because you're not going to tell the truth. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to practice, would you? So obviously, they've been boning up, boning up, boning up until they're just so worn out they have to go drink and snort and get ready for today. As if it's a prize fight of some sort. Well, in a way, it is. Whoever wins gets the prize. Is that it? The United States of America and all its slaves? No, it ain't work that way, does it? Because there's always a banana a little bit topper than the one who thinks he's top banana. And these days, I think Rick will understand, we really are enjoying bananas. And if that seems cryptic and a code to you, well, I'm not sure we figured it out yet. But it's okay. If you have 10 bananas or 30 bananas or 10 meters worth of bananas, things are happening. And it involves camels. It involves a lot of wonderful things that we will enjoy sharing at some point. But the time is at hand for doing quite a few things, like wrapping up these absolutely insane and ridiculous lawsuits. We need to do quite a lot of structuring so that I believe that we are quite sufficiently prepared in many areas, but it would be good for the Law Center to be able to clean their decks off from this, because there's going to be so many wonderful things to work on. We're going to bring back the Constitution. I believe that we just about have the big boys boxed in where they're going to have to honor commitments made in the 1800s. They would prefer just to bankrupt the nation and drop out the economy. I don't believe they're going to be allowed to do that. And yet you don't want to help the criminals that are in there either. So it's a very selective and tedious process. But I want you all to know how well your North American free trade agreement is working. You no longer have hardly any business left in the United States. And of course, this was going to open the borders where you could exchange intelligence and education, knowledge. You know, they bring down the ex-prime minister of Canada and make him a board of director member of Archer Daniels Midland, the biggest grain country in the world, and we can't even get Stan across the damn Canadian border because he doesn't have at least 3 degrees in spelt cultivation. Nobody in the entire government ever heard of spelt. But you have to have a degree in it. Say what? How do you get a degree in something that nobody knows anything about? It's only been around for like 10 or 15 million years. But they forgot to put it on the list of things to confiscate if you store it. There is another product I want to talk to you about just briefly. I haven't had time to write about this, and you people are going to have to start taking up the slack. There is a whey-based product called Melorim, and EJ got a bunch of it, and some of you have had an opportunity to taste it. It is the best milk substitute in powdered form that you have available. And all of you who can't digest your little milky poo, it is totally digestible. It is tasty enough that you don't feel like, once it's chilled, you don't feel like you're drinking powder. And it has some remarkable qualities in it, not the least of which is long-term storage capability. So we'll be looking at that. Then I really need to get the fire going under somebody. We've got the colloidal vitamins in a silica base, but I don't think the labels are finished. I'd like that. I guess we can't put a notice in the paper, or maybe someone could and say it will be available by the next weekend or something, so that people can begin to get that. I'm really, really seriously getting concerned about the fact they're going to pull vitamins away from you. And the reason colloids are so good is that it only takes a few drops, and one little bottle is the equivalent of taking an entire 1,000 bottle caps, you know, the tablets, for the good it does, because you can't utilize those tablets very well. It is estimated that less than 1% of a vitamin tablet is utilized by the body. And I can decide what goes into those colloids. And I can guarantee you it works. We had little bitty chickens that would not get their feathers, their little wing feathers, ordinarily until about a week to 10 days. In 3 days, our babies have sprouted wing feathers. And I want you to understand that 100% of whatever colloidal substance we make available is utilized by the body. And I'd like for you to start off with an overabundance. You know, don't overdo it. A teaspoon a couple of times a day for the first couple or 3 days. And you will slough some of that off, but you will have then saturated your body. And then it only takes 3-5 drops a day. Unless you're sick. And if you have additional stress on your body, then all you need to do is just increase it. If you are literally sick, mix it in your juice or whatever and go for a heavier intake while the body's under stress. We're going to get there. But I don't know if we're going to get there in time to do very much for the masses of people, because they'll start trying to shut everything down. And one say, well, are you going to have a display at the health fair? No, thank you. We will try to always, once we are started and get funding and projects, we will go on the open market, yes, but I'm not interested in trying to save this world. And you better not be either.
Commander, we just had a call on the answering machine. One of our readers suggested that Space Command initiate a blackout tonight during the debates.
I'll certainly take that under consideration. I don't think Command may have to. If everything is like your local television cable, it'll be out. But I appreciate all that input. They sure want to get us in trouble, don't they? I have one more thing that she's nudging me. Whoever has not seen this is welcome to take it home, pass it around. Twister. It's a good movie. And if you haven't gone to the movies, most of you around here don't even go to the movies. It's fairly new. And if you haven't seen it, feel free to use this copy and we'll put it in the library. Gene, did you want to say anything?
Are we on? No.
No,
it's on the bottom, isn't it?
The bottom's on, but the
clip,
side
clip
is...
Flip the switch on the top.
Gene's bottom is on, but the top is malfunctioning.
There we are. But as Braid is always thinking, Commander, and I've been thinking about feathers in that chicken, it might help my thinning hair on top of my head. Commander, I really regret having to leave early. I am parenting, and this young fellow I'm parenting, he's playing ball this afternoon. And I noticed when he was about 5 years old that he had really unusual talents at baseball. So I've been nurturing that talent. And for the last 4 years, he's been the MVP and the All-Star up in Grass Valley. And I brought him down here. He's already the number one candidate. Last week, he pitched 6 no-hit innings, no runs, 14 strikeouts. And hopefully...
But, Gene, it isn't fair. You should give those other children a bat.
That's good. Well, I have more disappointments than that, Commander.
All right. All right.
I also recognize that he might be my only way to get rich. So I have nurtured that. And 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting there thinking I'm having a fairly intelligent conversation with this kid. And all of a sudden, he tells me, he says, Daddy, he says, I know what I'm going to do with my signing bonus when I get that. So I'm already anticipating the answer, and he blurts out, I'm going to give it to the third world countries.
Son of a gun, Gene. In spite of yourself, you've sired a wonderful child.
Yeah. Well, I slapped him around a little bit. The CLC has been terribly strapped by these lawsuits. And I think I've been the leader in here asking everybody to hang in with us, that we're going to win. I sound like a broken record and saying this week after week, but it's becoming more clear that we are going to win. I got a call from Brad early yesterday morning. George Abbott has made another attempt to try to stop us from getting the gold. And Brad read to me what the one paragraph that had been filed by George Abbott. And right away I recognized that he'd filed in the wrong court. He filed with no affidavit, And he did his usual Mickey Mouse terrible job, which should be an insult to the courts, and they should really crack down on him. It has no merit whatsoever. He has no standing in that particular motion. So hopefully, once again, we probably won't have to answer this. We have the motion for the gold release in another court, and during the week, Brad had a need for another affidavit in regards to the Dave Overton situation, who had seen Dave Overton during the last 6 months of his life. So we put in a call to a young lady in Texas who is an avid contact reader, and she came through like a champion.
Yes.
Yep. She had met Dave a couple years earlier before Dave's death. They were both mutual readers of the contact. They both shared their enthusiasm for the contact, and they had many, many discussions about the contact before Dave went into the rehabilitation center there where he was when he died. And it turned out that she had been a very frequent visitor. I almost said weekly visitor. I think it was that often. But she was there very, very often, and she was able to send us the most beautiful affidavit of what his intent was about the assignment, about the gift, that the greatest tragedy of Dave's life was that Phoenix Institute did not get the benefit of that gift before he died. And she put together a very powerful affidavit. So I think within the next few weeks that these, right now, as the commander mentioned, we are giving the big boys a beating. We've got them on the ropes, and the battle and the war is almost over. Wally, you had your hand raised?
I didn't.
Oh. So that's, and this week, the CLC is making a new approach. We wrote an article that's going to be published in Contact. I've been assured that it's going to be published. I think it's a real fine article, and I think it's a new direction that CLC is going to be taking, much more aggressive. We've been sitting back waiting to do this. We've got the personnel to do it. We've got the talent over there, and we're just anxious to jump out and do something really aggressive and that we think will be a big benefit for everybody here. So that's about where we're at right now. Now I'm going to take off and do my parenting. So thanks, everybody.
What I want to do this afternoon, and for you ones who come and you want to hear some pontification on spiritual truth and existence, maybe we'll cover a little bit of that. I am walking a tight wire, understand, between such beings as leaders of OPEC who are not in any way whatsoever hooked into the Judeo-Christian, and I heard that again this morning, and I really, really object to it. I don't mind what people choose to believe, because that is their life. When it is foisted off on the masses of humanity as a given, accepted fact, it's just incorrect. And my teaching and learning to arrive at my status, my own growth position, has taught that in spiritual matters, you can hardly ever depend on any human physical environment for truth. Because all that you have is your relationship with the environment that you have experienced. And this is why one say, oh, well, I believe, or I do this, or I do that, but I don't have time to read or study or anything, and God will show me the way, and God will give me the light. No, He won't. First, you've got to ask for it, and then you have to be willing to go out and inconvenience yourself a little bit to the extent of gaining knowledge. I object when ones come and ask Dorma if she is an anti-Semitic, and then it's plastered all over the paper. They don't know what they're talking about. The person asking it doesn't know what they've asked. And certainly it is a fighting word, a fighting term, used exactly like the adversary wants it used. Judeo-Christian is oxymoronic. in its most superb example. That's a good one, too. Military intelligence is another one. How about governmental sciences? The facts are that what you are calling Jewish is still held in such esteem by those little Jewish Judean people that I object more for what happens to them out of this modern bunch of sham than what can possibly happen to the Christians. You should know better. You should know better. Christ is a state of being. It is not a man's name. Sananda is a state of being. It is not a man's name. But just like you would call me Commander, it isn't my name. It's just a label. It's an identification label. And if you want to assume there was only one Christ, you go right ahead and do that. Because that's perfectly legitimate, because there is only one of anything. And it's called Creator. And that Creator is one with and within the creation, which is above whatever you are referring to as God. Now, doesn't that shock the daylights out of you? And all along your journey back to that one great creator to be co-creator with that oneness, you're going to have to go through these other steps in your growth. And that means that the next thing you must do is to stop limiting yourself and come into co-creator status where you are. And we've got some now. Just peeping over that edge of that tablecloth out of Flatland. That you can, by doing things properly and working with others who are doing it properly, you can create what you need to salvage, and I didn't say save, a world. You have available on your place in your physical plane now that which can evolve your world right back around and into freedom. And we always, as teachers, have to sit back and watch and see what our students do. While everything in the book's being thrown at you to break you, to trap you back into this little limited bit of corner. They'll come after you and they will frighten you. You will have bursts of energy from these grid systems that will just blow you apart emotionally. And if you have not studied what we have offered you, you're going to go off into this orbit yourself. Oh, well, all I need is just God. How are you going to get God when you don't know what God is? And you're asking for selfish, silly, piddling trivia for yourself. Please just save me, Father. Oh, I mean just so I can help somebody else. BS. You're right the first time and more honest. When you can turn from self and say, let me create this, or let me serve, sir, so that there is a bigger picture for you, sir. Because that marches to goodness and not to Zion. Zion represents a holy city. Why in the world would you want to go to another city? You've got them cluttering everywhere you go now. Until you can see the good that you can produce for mankind and enjoy the moment of self-fulfillment, you haven't really arrived. And who is strong enough to carry the burden to its fruition when one's peel off every day? Oh, well, I don't like that. I don't like that attitude. That doesn't sound like God to me. I'm sorry. This is us here. This is all we are. And if your narrow judgments are such that you cannot allow your participation with that which does not, quite frankly, fit your idea, then you are a narrow, stingy person. And all the allowing you claim to give in love is bullshit. You are judging everything. But worse than that, you're judging everything by your own attitudes and actions. And you are metering out through your own guilt. And everyone in this world, every energy in this world, is welcome to take the path they choose, unless it impacts upon that which we choose to do. Do you hear me? I can't even say, well, don't you go do to Joe Blow. That's between you and Joe Blow and God. But if you are damaging that which I am struggling to bring into fruition for God, I am going to struggle with you. And I am going to win it. Because this is my mission. And if you choose to join my mission, welcome aboard. If you do not like my mission, then please go do your own. Does everybody hear me, or am I just so severe that it blasts you?
Yeah, blast us some more.
Gene says, I know that I've told you over and over and over that this time, and I've told you over and over and over for almost a decade, soon. Soon is now. It's happening now. It's done now. But we have to overcome some of these other piddling, crappy bits of nonsense to be able to utilize that which we have worked for a decade. To allow it to flow properly, to allow it to be utilized properly, to be received properly, to be given properly. And meanwhile, back at the old farm, the whole world's coming against you in every other way. And demand of you. Well, it's no good just to have stuck around just to get, because most will not even realize it ever was gotten. Because that is the way it has to be for you to be able to have. And what are you going to do with it? You see. And yet number one has to be considered. Because that allows number one to be responsible. So you get number one taken care of. Do you have to have a Ferrari right off the bat, or will a Ford do? And then if you want to build into a Ferrari, you probably won't be able to have gas to run the damn thing anyway. So why don't you just sort of settle for something that is not so pretentious that they're going to come out of the L.A. ghetto and kill you for it? You're going to have to balance everything in your life up to now and on out there. There's no way that there will not be great upheavals of all sorts. Thank you. Just when she thought she had it made, you see. That kid is a living monitor. We have much, much to do. We have accomplished much. We have created miracles. And we realize that it's hard to see up through the fog of all the other entropy that falls into our existence. The little details, the silly nonsense, the absolute unconstitutional order of or disorder. Total disregard. While they get up on their platform and they wave the flag and constitutional this and constitutional that, do you realize that your Congress is now on vacation and every dastardly thing they want to do will be created during their vacation? And why are they vacationing? Why did some have to leave so early to go get reelected? Well, there are going to be a lot fewer coming back into the election after next week, after the fifth column gets done with them. There'll be some dropping out, you know. But the one thing that I want on this tape, and I want everybody who listens to this tape to know it, I have been... Now, you, that's enough. One more. Uh-oh.